Welcome to another episode of the Alaska Airlines Center podcast. We are joined here today with Dominic Mocha Bear Merriweather and David, the Coffee Boss Booker.
Yes.
We're going to be fighting in AFC 141 coming up here September 19th, right here at the Alaska Airlines Center. Welcome, both of you. Thank you for joining us today on the podcast.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
All right. Well, take us through here. This is the first fight of the new season. AFC 141, we're excited to kick off the season. We're excited to have both of you here in the main event. If we want to talk about maybe your progress to get here to the title fight, and either one of you, if you want to take the...
Want to do paper, rock, scissors?
On shoot.
Okay.
On shoot.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
Oh, you got me. See, good job.
All right, Dom. Yeah, if you want to, start it off and talk about. Yeah.
Yeah. I fought in November and supposed to fight in May. My arm broke in November. Sadly, I talked to Sarah and she told me that I'd be starting. I'd be fighting the first card of the season, and we didn't know who we were fighting. And my team and my management found a fight, and David Booker and I trained together at Martial Art Alaska.
That's right.
One of the few people that I keep in touch with there. He's one of the realest people there. I remember rolling around with David all the time, sparring with David. I have 2-3-minute-long videos of us just sparring when I first learned how to box. And
yes,
it was funny because I didn't throw any punches, and when I did, he would be like, "Oh, you got me," or he'd be like, "That's why you don't turn that way," and then he'd hit me back. And so it's going to be a good scrap. He's talented with his hands, and I'm a grappler, and we're both
Beautiful.
Equally versed in martial arts in general. We both have 2 super strong teams to help us, and
yes.
I'm excited to see what he's brought to the table and see what he's changed for this fight, and I'm excited to show everybody else in that arena when I fill those seats what I've changed.
Absolutely. Yeah, and David, and what kind of progress to get you here to this this championship fight as well, the title fight?
Just like Dom has said, teammates and friends at the beginning. These guys have inspired me to get into the fight world. I was originally just approaching it from a weight loss perspective, and then their inspiration for fighting bled onto me. And so, like he mentioned, Dom fought my teammate Nico Novelli, and it was a hard fight. He got his arm broke. We pray for him, hope he recovers. He's coming back into his fight. We discussed this before, and we have this opportunity now to have our fight on the first time in the season of the card. And like he mentioned, 2 of the best mixed martial arts schools here, with wonderful people in both gyms, families, hardworking people. And I'm grateful that I get to just take this opportunity and get in the ring and fight Dom. This is a great thing. This is a great test for both of us. And like he's mentioned, we both have skills. My main love is boxing and his is wrestling, but we've also cross-trained to other things as well. It's going to be exciting. And on top of that, yeah, we've been through, outside the ring, we've been through a lot of things in life, for growing up together. And so this is more than just, this guy, that guy kind of thing. This is deep. This is good, this will really, demand more out of both of us for this match. It's not something that we're taking lightheartedly, so.
Yeah, and that's one of the beauties of the sport itself. There's that respect.
Yeah.
And there's the competitiveness as well. You both are going out there. You both want to win, but you also have that respect for each other and for the training process. And I think that's one of the things that true fans of the sport appreciate. They can see 2 competitors, fierce competitors, going into the ring, and at the end of the day, they can still shake hands, give a hug. For the most part, I'm sure are rooting for each other if you're not going against each other. So that's one of the great things about this sport is that respect.
Yes.
Yeah. For me, so are both of you from Anchorage, Alaska originally?
I'm from Anchorage, Alaska, yes.
Yeah, what about yourself?
Yes, I'm originally from Bitburg, Germany.
Oh,
and I moved
wow.
from Europe to Virginia and then to here. So.
Okay, can you talk about your journey from Germany all the way here?
Oh, wow, it's crazy. I can't tell you, man. They're still looking for me. No.
Warrants out for your arrest?
Yeah, since my dad was military,
okay.
So we're a military brat. We grew up in Europe for 16 years and then came to Virginia, where the rest of my family resides, and went to college there for a little bit, became an engineer, went from there, didn't like it, painting, and then moved here, and then met my wife here, and started our home here. And I still paint homes and left the injuring career behind and got into personal training, which led me to meet Dom and a bunch of other friends at our original gym, and then grew from there into fighting. So paint homes and fight and raise my family.
That's great.
Absolutely.
What about for you, Dom? How was that process into getting into AFC and MMA?
I grew up in a home with my dad who was he's kind of abusive, alcoholic, did a lot of drugs. I didn't see him much. When I did see him, he was, not really taking care of the home or us. And so I did everything I could to impress him. Part of that was skateboarding and snowboarding and then wrestling. And he was big into wrestling, wrestled in college. So did a lot of that. And then he died in 2009. And I was training at a gym in 2014. And I experienced something that happened in my life that I'm not really going to talk about. But in 2015, something sparked. I got in the cage. Sarah gave me an opportunity to fight CJ Harris. And I had 4 weeks for the fight. And I didn't start cutting until 5 days into that first week, and 33.5 pounds later, I made weight. I ended up winning that fight and
submission, right?
Submission, yeah. I got him at the arm triangle after taking him down and hitting him a few times, and it just kept moving forward. I left that gym due to reasons that just don't need to be discussed right now. I moved over to ABJJ, and my coaches there have helped me get better and better and better. They push me past my my limits. They don't let me quit. When I do try to quit, they make me feel like crap. So I love it. I love the grind. I've learned to love the grind, and I'm gonna keep doing this until my body can't take it anymore, or my daughter asks me to stop. So
absolutely. And we've talked before with Sarah and some of the other fighters as well, as this is a good a stepping stone to some people that have had success moving up to the UFC and have had success on some of these TV shows and done it. Is that a goal for either one of you? Are you looking to go beyond, get into UFC? Are you looking to go that route? Or what's the future for both of you look like?
The plan for my team and my management, this is our last season here. This is my last season with AFC. And I'm sad to go, but I've done a lot here in the past 3 years. I have a lot to do this season, but I'm not gonna. I need to fight out of the state and move forward, and I want to keep moving forward. And it's not saying that Sarah can't make those fights happen, because she can. I just want to fight for bigger organizations like LFA and move up to WSOF, or if possible, Bellator. So that's what we're working on right now. My management team and I talk a lot all the time. Jacob Parga, Ed Kapp, Jason House. I'm in a messenger group with them, and we just send pictures and joke around all the time. They're nothing but fun and respectful, and always giving me advice, always trying to get me different sponsors. So I'm going to keep pushing for that goal. That's my goal. It's been my goal for 3 years. So.
Absolutely. And David, how about yourself?
I'm pretty much open to whatever happens. So I try to stay focused all year round, stay in season all year round for training, for nutrition. My passion is for fighting along with my family, with our business as a pain company, and my wife's in the hospital working. So foremost is our children, but I honestly would love to do more pro stuff out of state. I'd love to do some pro boxing. I'd love to get in there, and because boxing again is my first love. But mixed martial arts is growing on me. Some Muay Thai fights is growing on me. So anything fighting, as long as I stay healthy and focused and can avoid permanent injury, I'm gonna keep going. So I want to be one of the oldest guys out there doing it. So because I turn 40 next year, it's exciting. Yeah.
Congrats.
So both of you have kids. Can you talk about how that's like every time you step in the ring? Do your kids understand that this is a passion of yours? And do they look at you any differently, or do they understand that as well when they see their
dad? They get pumped. They get pumped, then they ask for if they can have the gloves.
Yeah.
They ask if they can have a matching shorts or whatever gear we wear when we fight.
Sure.
And then they wish they could go and see the fights. They've been to probably 10 of my fights. It's a lot on mom. She has to watch all of them,
Sure.
And our youngest right now, he went to my recent one this past spring. And yeah, they love it. They love the popcorn. They love the nacho cheese chips. Eat a bunch of stuff they usually don't eat at home. Yeah. So they're cool about the fights, but they're more hyped about the loud noise and the junk food. Yeah. Really? So, that's yeah, great. It's the food.
Yeah, my daughter doesn't like it. No. I think she saw me lose, saw me get hurt, didn't like it, doesn't like being in the gym with me.
Yeah.
She understands that I'm going to the gym. Right. She understands that, like, merchandise. She likes having her shirt and her hoodies. Right. She doesn't like putting my gloves on, just like anything to do with hitting. If I'm there at the gym and someone else is with me on the mat, she'll go and try. She's legit bit people.
Oh, wow.
She doesn't like it. So she won't be at this fight. Okay. And she won't be at any fight unless she feels comfortable going. And tell her. But she's only 2 years old and
right.
But very intelligent. So, you know, who knows? She might start jiu-jitsu in a year and be, you know, be Ronda Rousey's prodigy, huh?
Right.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think more and more you do see younger kids getting involved in the sport. I think, you know, traditionally years past, it's the soccer and football and basketball that kids are getting into. But I think, at least from my perspective, it seems like a lot more younger kids are getting into the fighting and, you know,
it's
whether...
good, too.
Absolutely, good, yeah. And is this something that you certainly encourage and you know, like to see the sport growing to the...
That's for, like, I grew up with tennis, soccer, ping pong, and in European schools, there a lot of their phys eds is gymnastics, so we did that kind of stuff. But that's it. So, and chess. Yeah, mm-hmm. So the first time, you know, even sparring with Dom, it was more me turning my head to the right and closing my eyes and throwing a punch. Like, mm-hmm. I wasn't used to getting hit. I barely lasted a few minutes. These, you know, our old teams got me to where I'm at, you know, brought that passion out. Because, yeah, it was work, typical school exercises, and come home. That's how I grew up. And then to think punching or getting punched, defending yourself, learning tactics, groundwork, all that is beautiful now. Back then, didn't do any of that growing up, so... That's really good for the kids growing up with that.
Fighting is primal instinct. You know, you're naturally born with the flight or fight response. Everyone knows how to fight. It's just how you tune it up. So I think that it's natural. I think fighting is way safer than football. I played football for 13 years. I played hockey for 6. I wrestled since I was 5. And, you know, wrestling has definitely made life itself a lot easier because there's nothing harder than waking up at 6 in the morning and grinding on those mats. And then going to school, and then going back and doing another practice after, or cutting weight. You know, that's literally the mental toughness that's telling you to stop, and you're getting past that mental toughness and working past it. You're constantly building yourself. Like, people get so comfortable at a certain level and they plateau. If you push past that that comfortable spot and get used to being uncomfortable, you see amazing results all the time. Mm-hmm. So. I recommend martial arts of any sort to any children and parents. You know, it's a good way to bond with your kids. I see families all the time at the gym doing jiu-jitsu or coming in with, you know, their husband and wife and doing kickboxing with Coach Derek, and see it all the time.
That's good.
And
that's
it's done
good.
Nothing but make these groups stronger, in my opinion. So,
yeah absolutely.
I had a question for David. So, obviously, your last fight was AFC 139 against Elijah Terrell.
Yes.
Lots of controversy, right?
It was great, great fight.
And we had Sarah here yesterday, or 2 days ago, yeah. I think, and we talked about that and the entire decision process of that you won, and you lost, then you won again, and it made national coverage.
Yes, it's still, so folks still message about it, or on Instagram send like a text about it.
Yeah.
And you know, some folks will, out of nowhere that I don't even know, will just say, you know, you lost that fight. And I'll just say, hey, who are you? And we just talk. But it was really awesome. Elijah's a good opponent, athletic guy, too. It was funny. Coming to that fight, my corner, that we were they were talking to me, and he did the backflip thing.
Yeah.
And I had turned my back to talk to them. They said, oh. And then they got quiet, and I said, what's going on, guys? They're like, oh, nothing, just focus. And I was like... And at the end, they said, oh, man, he did this crazy backflip, man. We didn't want that to overwhelm you. We were laughing. I was like, I'd be starstruck. Like, dude, teach me. But, no, he's a strong guy. And was all stand-up. Because the fight before that, I basically spent all 3 rounds on the ground with another wrestler. So this guy, stand-up, strong hands, you know, good pressure when he came in. And but we knew we had an iffy chance on the first round one on losing, because he knocked me down.
Yeah.
I tell people it was a Saved by the Bell moment, because he got on me and I didn't even see that punch coming. That's where we went to the drawing board to learn what I did wrong there. But the other two rounds after that, I knew without a doubt I had those. So mm-hmm. when they had announced it wrong, I knew in my heart, oh man, I won that. Yeah. But then I wanted to congratulate Elijah. There was nothing personal. I was happy for him.
Right.
But then when they changed it, right when I started walking away, I was like, oh man. Because I knew I won, and I knew they were going to mention it right, because I heard people saying, the rest, or judges saying, Booker, it's Booker, it's Booker.
Yeah.
Then I felt bad for my opponent, because he was in the moment. And I was like, man.
Right.
So, yeah, it was great. It was a great fight, and I wanted to rematch him, but, you know, he has other plans right now. So, mm-hmm. It's just, he's a good dude, too, which
he's a boxer,
a lot.
Too, right?
I actually don't know.
Oh, okay.
I don't know.
Yeah, I have no idea either. He came to my gym after the fight, and then he was trying to wrestle. I was actually cornering him for that fight against David.
Oh, okay.
And we were just telling him to pull the trigger, and he was just kind of standing there letting David swing at him. David was missing a lot of the punches because the kid's super fast, but then like when he
Speedy
actually
fast.
Cracked, you know, he hit David, and David fell, and then he just stood there, and I was like, what is going on? Like, sometimes it may, like, cornering people is frustrating. Sometimes you just want to have a controller so you can, you know, control them like a video game, but it doesn't work like that, you know?
Yeah. Well, you touched on it a little bit here. You guys coming head-to-head here, AFC 141, September 19th here at the Alaska Airlines
yes.
Center. You talked about a rematch that you'd like with Isaiah, but do you guys have anybody in the horizon later on this season that you would like to match up with, you know, get a fight going with somebody? And this is the first time with you two, correct?
Yes.
So is there anybody in the horizon in the future that you'd like to go?
I mean, I don't really care. I feel like I'm public enemy number one. Everybody hates me, and I have no idea why. I have like these little kids in my inbox messaging me asking to fight, and it's like, to me, it's thirsty schoolgirls, because if they're hungry, they'd be grinding. They'd be realizing that I'm 5-1. Why am I fighting someone 0-0? You're gonna, you know, dog on me for fighting David Booker, who has 25 fights. But then if I fight you and you're 0-0, what happens to me then? I'm then being clowned on for fighting someone who's 0-0. It makes no sense. These kids have no intelligence, and they're just, you know, like they're pulling off of Conor McGregor, and they need to build their own style. So that's my message to everybody: is I don't care who you are. If my management team and my gym say I'm fighting you, I'm fighting you,
mm-hmm.
and you better prepare for it. And that's what's going to happen. So
right,
that's good.
What about as far as you? Is there anyone that you would like to fight?
I'd like to fight anyone, AFC wise, or even, you know, they have fights in Hawaii. I'd love to fight out there too.
Mm-hmm.
And there's people that I look up to that are training. I really admire that they're not, you know, they're off drugs. They don't do drugs. They stay focused and dedicated. So anyone who really fits in that venue, I'd love to fight.
Yeah.
You know, because it just makes us all better and more focused and more. It feeds that inner self of what we want out of the fight, because if you just kind of just take normal fights over time, you know, just like, you know, for me as a painter, when I paint the same style house all the time, it gets boring. Yeah, you get a check, the homeowner is grateful, the reputation grows, but it wasn't really a challenge, you know, like painting apartment versus a cedar home, for example, you know, two different things. So yeah, I just like to just keep growing.
And you talked a little bit about going to Hawaii and picking up some of those fights, and Sarah does a good job bringing fighters in from outside Hawaii and California and New York, wherever it may be. Do you find it a little more difficult to do some research on some of these people outside, or is the information pretty available, videos, you know, learning about your opponent if you were to match up with somebody from outside as opposed to a local person that you see at the gym?
You know, for me, I think it's easier to find more footage on people out of state. There's no amateur circuit here in Alaska. People claim there's an amateur circuit, but they're getting paid. You're getting paid. You're a pro. I don't care what you say. You know, people need to stop saying that they're building these amateur records, because I see you collecting money at the gate. Out of state, they have amateur circuits, like 10, 11, 12 fights and amateur fights, and then they have their pro circuit, and it's a bigger venue out of state. Alaska's so small and isolated, and this sport, that it's insane. It's hard to find things on any of these fighters. No one's posting their videos. We're all smart about it. We don't post our training videos. We don't post anything. We're in a small group. Half the Alaskans here that fight are so concerned with fighting each other that they don't post anything, because they're not thinking about the bigger picture. To me, it's, you know, if I have a big fight out of state, I'm going to be training with whoever I can train with, you know, whether I like them or not. If I think that person's going to be able to help me go to this next level, then I'm going to train with them. And my coaches understand that. It's just something that these fighters need to see. Is, you know, there's a bigger picture than just fighting each other in Alaska. You know, you have someone in Alaska fighting in the UFC, go help that person regardless of your team issues.
Right.
Because that person's representing your state, and your state is everything, right? Like, everyone wants to leave this venue, and they want to carry their state on their back. I want to carry my state on my back. You know, right. I was born in Alaska, so that's the point. No one should be fighting constantly with each other here. Stop rematching each other 7 times. It's stupid. It makes no sense. So
yeah, absolutely. And like you touched on too, it opens the door for Alaskans. If somebody, yes, if an Alaskan does. Goes out, gets an opportunity at UFC and does well, hey, they're fighters in Alaska.
That's right.
It turns the attention back up here. So that's a great point to bring up.
You mentioned that there's been different gyms that have been like coming up over the last couple of years. Have you seen a rivalry between that? Is there a rivalry there?
You know, they try to say there's no rivalries. There's definitely a rivalry. Okay. Like there's people that don't like each other. I mean, I can name 10 people at Legacy that hate me for no reason at all. And I can name people who have come to me and be like, hey, I'm sorry that I was disrespectful to you.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what these people are saying. You're a really nice guy. I don't do anything mean. You know, I run my mouth to sell the fight. Right. I don't clown their team. You know,
sure.
Do I like them? No, I don't like the people that don't like me. Why should I like them?
Exactly.
You know, if they came and apologized, yeah, we could shake hands. You know, people don't like me because I don't tap gloves before the fight. I don't, you know, the judge pulls us in. And the ref pulls us in. He makes us tap gloves right there. That's the unification of me. When that bell starts, I'm not going to go out there and tap gloves because there's no point. It's not me to be. It's my personality. It's not being disrespectful. It's just, you know, you never know if someone's going to cheap shot you. That bell already started. You know, it's kind of like it's kind of like Mayweather and Victor Ortiz when Victor Ortiz headbutted him and then he tried to hug him and then got popped. It's like you knew the bell didn't ring. Why are you trying to hug people? So that's just the way I look at it. I'm not trying to get hit. I'm not trying to get hit in any way, shape, or form. If I can avoid getting hit at the beginning of the fight, absolutely. You know, my opponents know that I'm respectful of them. If I wasn't respectful, I wouldn't be in that cage. So,
what about you, David? Is there any like rivalry that you have with anybody?
Nope. As a matter of fact, one of the worst things that happens to me at any fight camp is the coach yelling at me to stop being so nice. I get that all the time. It's actually like people like we do at Alaska Boxing Academy and at my MMA gym, Legacy Jiu-Jitsu. It's the same time. We get to work, we go nuts, we learn, we sweat, and at the end it's this the same summary. It's like, if you just be like this and not so nice, and I understand that, but my heart, that, you know, some people, there's a speed, stamina, endurance. Mine is charisma. I really care about people, and I really care to win. And that's just the method I fight with. I'm not a Frankenstein. I'm not this crazy wild animal. I try to be technical and feel at peace in my heart, even like outside of fighting. The hardest challenges, you know, 30-foot ladder hanging off the edge of the roof. I can't be an angry monster and I'm gonna paint this room. No, I got the fascia is looking at me. I'm looking at it. I gotta be calm. I gotta take a few, because the next step could end it, you know. So same thing with fighting. Yeah, you rush, you win, you don't learn from it, you don't get better. But if you actually pay attention in your fight, in your training, you can still have a great attitude. So no, I don't believe I have any rivalries. No, and I don't sit around thinking about angrily about people. And the only thing I can't stand is people that don't take care of other people. That bothers me. So, yeah.
Dominic, I noticed that you have a lot of Vikings gear. How are you feeling after week one?
Oh, man. Absolutely amazing. Jimmy G went down. 3 interceptions he threw. Mike Hughes caught one for a pick 6. I am stoked.
Yeah.
Kirk Cousins, Captain Kirk, he's taking this all the way. I'm amped. I'm ready for it.
That's what I've heard, like a lot of Super Bowl predictions.
Well, I'm ready for it. And I really hope that they pull I'm hoping that Aaron Rodgers is either healthy or they pull him, because, you know, you're going against a defense with Sheldon Richardson and then you have Harrison Smith, who's crashing through that line. You have Everson Griffin, Danielle Hunter, like all these monster men that are phenomenal at getting that quarterback. If you have one knee and you're going to play a football game against a team that put you out of the season last year, you're dumb.
Yeah, there you go. And obviously, in the fight world, there's we talked about it before we started recording, the Triple G versus Canelo fight.
Oh, beautiful.
Do either of you have a prediction for that at all? Or
go first, Dom.
I think Triple G is winning by decision again.
Decision again?
Triple G, yes.
Yeah. I don't think that you can put Canelo away. I mean, he's just super tough, he's weird. Great boxer. He's like Plato. He just takes a lot of beatings, and he can dish it out. But I just, you know, Triple G is intelligent. He's fast.
He's like, great.
His athleticism is unparalleled. He, you know, it's I don't know. I mean, if Canelo hits him, like I said, I don't make bets on fights because anything can happen. I'll make a dollar bet. what's going to happen? I lose two ice cream cones at McDonald's, you know? Yeah. Can't even have those right now. So
me either.
I'm okay with it, but, like, I think Triple G is going to win.
Yeah.
Man. Yeah, Triple G is one of my role models, so. Okay, yeah, he's cool. He's a hard worker, takes care of his community, too.
Right.
And he comes from that European upbringing that I came from, like the hard work mentality, the no ego mentality. But you also you're confident though. So I love, one of my dream wish lists is to actually go to Big Bear Lake one day, yeah, and go visit him and Abel Sanchez and just train at that if they allow it. I'll even pay. I'll pay $5,000 just to train, yeah, in his camp for 2-3 weeks. Cause he's a good guy, like solid, and his work is, and he's an older guy too. So
right,
yeah, going for GGG.
Nice. That should be a good fight. I'm really
excited. Yeah. Where are you gonna watch it?
I don't know. Pinafarm, is that?
I didn't call them yet, but Gallows is showing it off. Gallows Arctic. Right.
Okay.
Yes.
Of course, Gallows is showing it.
They want Canelo.
Anytime a Hispanic man is,
yeah, fighting, Canelo.
Hispanic restaurants.
Like, yes, that's what they said on the phone when I call him too. It's like, oh, you know what, Canelo's. Yeah, I'm like, yeah. Are you going for him? No, but I'll come. I'll pay your $15 at the door. So
yeah, that's hilarious. All right, well, we have the Mocha Bear and the Coffee Boss.
Yes.
After the fight, are we getting mocha coffees? Like, what's happening?
Yes.
Yeah.
No, I already planned on it, man. Like, I better get your favorite cup of coffee at the weigh-ins.
Yeah.
I better. I'll bring you a mocha, and then we're gonna like cross arms and drink it.
Perfect. Yes. Let's do it. Like, yeah. Oh yes.
And then you know, after the fight's done, I'm going back to the best dad bod. So.
Yeah. There you go.
Man. Perfect. Well, you talked about a big month for MMA, for boxing, for fights in general. Of course, a big. Big fight here, September 19th, AFC 141, yes, here at the Alaska Airlines Center. We're excited to have both of you here. We're excited. It's a good way to start the season. We certainly wish you both the best of luck.
Thank you, guys.
At the end of the day, there's going to be, you know, a decision one way, but we certainly wish you both the best of luck and health and everything that goes along with it, too. Don't miss out on this. If you're interested at all in AFC fights or MMA in general, you won't want to miss this. This is going to be a great fight. September 19th here at the Alaska Airlines Center, AFC 141. Dominic Mocha Bear Merriweather, David the Coffee Boss Booker.
Yes.
We're excited to have you guys in here. We'll give you guys the last little wrap up if you want. If there's any people you want to plug or any special thanks.
Yeah, I want to thank my friends and family. I'd like to thank Anchorage Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, Iridium Sports Agency, Northern Lights District Apparel, L&T Designs, Anchorage Party Bus, Red Umbrella, Reindeer Sausage, Alaska Fitness, Blue and Gold Board Shop, 730 Boardroom, Northern Lights Tattoo, Alaska Healing Arts Chiropractic, Monster Pizza, the Anchorage Cowboys that are going to win the state championship. Don't worry about that. Alaska Pita Pit and AK Bodysmith. Those are my sponsors. They've been helping me out a lot these past couple of years, and I have a lot of respect for them, and I'm thankful.
Awesome. Thank you.
Beautiful. Thank you to my wife, my sons, and I say this all the time at the fights, to my coaches at both Alaska Boxing Academy and Legacy Jiu-Jitsu, and to my teammates at both gyms. I really appreciate you guys, and I'm thankful for our time together and your support. And to all you random folks out there buying our tickets and supporting our fights, coming to cheer us on, and giving us coffee, free meals, coffee machines, it just never ends. Gear, it's just, we appreciate you, and we love you back. And we hope to give you a great show this coming September 19th.
Perfect. Well, once again, thank you. Don't miss AFC 141 coming up September 19th here at the Alaska Airlines Center. Thank you both for being here. Wish you both the best of luck.